an angel appeared to Mary and said, "You shall bear a child. He shall be the savior of the whole world." Oh, Jesus. Oh, savior, you saved my life, and you love us till we get it right. You shed your blood on Calvary. Yes, you died to save a wretch like me. You, Savior, died for my sin. Yes, they crucified and bruised your skin. Listen, why did they wanna hurt you? 'Cause you proved that you're the Son of Man. And we sing, oh, oh, Jesus, let me love you, only begotten Son. Oh, Jesus, the way to get to God, you're the one.
Everybody, welcome to the Colorado Show, the most serious show in the Centennial State. It's not true. We treat the news with the level of respect it deserves here, but it is your midweek lunch break, and starting out with the gospel is always good. I love that video so much. I want to make it my ringtone. How you guys doing? Darren, you're on mute.
I'm fantastic.
Well, fantastic.
Lots of
Karen's in the car today, I see.
Yes.
We're coming at, she's coming at us from under the steering wheel.
Yes. Okay, now she's gotten the car elevated out of the forest.
I'm loving your moon roof, sun, entire ceiling.
What kind of car did you get, Karen?
That is awesome. Is it a Sonata?
I'm sorry. No. I didn't get a Sonata because you need all wheel drive. I just got a Chevy. Mm.
Facts.
Awesome. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yes, newer. So it's good nice.
Job. Good job. Make some noise for Karen, it. Everybody, for getting
hell
nice
yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
She no longer has to talk to us from the car that she finds in the forest that's been abandoned. You're
walking around in the woods.
Yeah, you know.
Right. You know, yay, me.
Sitting in front of Starbucks in a dangerous neighborhood.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, no, that's not, that's just, I had some dude, I was out late one night, dude, it was like 9:30. I was in front of the Capitol. Dude was like, yo, you got some Zanny bars?
What?
No, man, I ain't got what? I was like, oh, Jesus, help me, God, I gotta get a car, Jesus.
No,
please.
You were like, oh, Jesus, I gotta get a car today.
Help me, Lord. Oh, my God.
So we've gone from asking for just a dollar or something to eat to Zanny
right?
bar.
Right? A Zanny bar. I'm like, no, dog. No, man.
Yeah. No. These new age bums ain't the same.
They ain't the same bums.
Even if you had Zanny bars, like you'd have an extra for some random on the street.
Honestly, I didn't know what it was right away. I had to help me with illegal drugs for $200. I did not know what right.
You phoned a friend.
I had to phone a friend. I did not know. Dude, that was
by the way, those are legal drugs, just not when you're handing them out to randoms that approach you on the street.
I somebody helped me with that.
Mm-hmm. I love that you had to phone a friend to understand the question that the hobo
what's
was
a
asking.
Zanny bar? I know it's got to be bad because that dude just asked me what that was. That's if hilarious. I had one, I'm like, whoa.
That is
well,
hilarious.
It is Colorado, Karen. And
in front of the Capitol.
Uh-huh. Shocking. Shocking. Yeah. Literally so surprising no one.
In front of the Capitol of all places. That's funny. Mm-hmm.
So vibrant. Denver is so vibrant.
What did you come here for? To vote and get high? Vibrant. What else?
We're going to talk about how vibrant Denver is today. We've got some good stories for you guys. But before we get into them, we're going to hear from our first couple of sponsors. So we will be right back.
Yeah.
If you haven't noticed, gold has reached a new high, all-time highs, actually, and keeps going up every day. Why is that? It's because precious metals are a long-time historical store of value. And if you own a portfolio and you have assets in the fiat currencies, i.e. stocks, bonds, cash, or whatever, you're vulnerable to hyperinflation, which is coming as our debt explodes another trillion every 90 days. It's really scary. So how do you protect yourself? Go to Advisor Metals. If you look on any of our CDM.press sites, about halfway down, there's an ad for Advisor Metals. Click on it, fill out the form for your contact info, and Ira Bashatsky will contact you and talk to you. It's an easy conversation. There's no sales pitch. He's completely verified by us. He has a regulatory background we've checked into. We've checked with his bankers. We've checked with his IRA custodians for metals. And we can highly recommend Advisor Metals and Ira. So go to Advisor Metals. If you call them directly, tell them we sent you at CDM, and he'll definitely take care of you. But protect your portfolio because you really need to. It's coming. Thank you.
I'm David Cross, and you may know me from my election integrity work, but I also own U.S. Asset Management, a family-owned and operated investment advisory practice. I'm a certified portfolio manager, and my job is to help you make better decisions with your money. One of the things we try to avoid is investing in companies that push the woke agenda. If you're invested with one of the big firms out there, there's a pretty good chance that you're feeding the beast that hates your values. Our company is 100% conservative, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. Check us out at us-am.com and look for our big, proud American Eagle logo.
And we're back.
We are. Indeed, we are.
Hopeful Theorist says, sounds like you guys need a visit from the National Guard. I think the National Guard was already deployed here, wasn't it?
No, I think it was just ICE. Isn't it just ICE?
It was just ICE ops, and they screamed about that and did their little protests in front of the ICE facility in Aurora. But, you know, whatever, they can freak out because that's just what they do.
You know what's funny? It was fascinating when Biden was in office, and it was kind of like, well, we're not opposed to it. We need legislation and all this, and let's get this immigration thing under control. Now it's like now they can't help but show what the true intention was, which was to keep these goofy ass people here. it's unhideable now. And then it's funny too. Right. It's like, I don't see. It's interesting to see Al Sharpton and all these Blacktivists. You know what I'm saying? Totally against making these cities safer for in predominantly Black neighborhoods. Like, you know, I've said this once and I'll say it again. I tell people all the time: Black lives don't matter to Black people unless the white person takes it.
Damn.
Yeah.
So I like true. It.
You know what I'm saying? You got 58. Freaking shootings, 58 people getting shot in Chicago and 9 deaths, and you sitting around talking about, well, we got it under control. You know what we need? There's Brandon Johnson. Well, you know what we need is investments. We need investments, and I have a mohawk and a gray goatee.
That's a great impression.
I'm the mayor of Chicago, and
that part was unnecessary. We totally got that part.
No, I understand. But look at I have a mohawk. And I get $30,000 haircuts and on the taxpayer dime. And Chicago just needs investments. We need more housing. You don't need more housing. And you guys had housing. You had Cabrini Green. You had all these housing projects that you tore down. So what do you want now? You want new housing? You guys have already fucked up the money you had. Why would I put a dime in your pocket, you goofy bastard?
That's when I lived there, when they tore down the Cabrini Greens.
Yeah, I remember the Greens.
Oprah's house and her apartments on Lakeshore Drive.
Yeah.
Brandon Johnson is an idiot. Do you know he's blaming red states for all the guns coming in?
And here's the fascinating thing about that. Here's the fascinating thing about that. The red states that neighbor Illinois, yeah, they have way more guns and less gun violence. So make that make sense.
Right. Right.
Good job. Nice try there. Nice try there, Brandon. You know, but you know, we need investments. Yes. We need investments. And I need a new haircut. And right. And then I don't dye the whole beard. I just dye the goatee gray hair. That's it.
Right.
That's all I do. You know, it's style. And you know, hey, what did he say? He said President Trump has always been intimidated by the intellectual capacity of the black man.
Sure.
It's like, dude, you're a dumbass though.
So not Chicago, but St. Louis related. Did you guys see that story that it was Monday? Dom Lucrey put out about the army experiments in St. Louis.
Oh, in the Lou? Yeah.
The fog, the like mm-hmm. toxic fog. Mm-hmm. And then the army came. I have the video if you want to play it. Karen, did you see this?
I did not.
You were talking about the apartment buildings being, you know, when they tore it down. And for a second, I was thinking it was this place, but it's not. But I think that this made me ragey, but it's like how. How is it? We're talking about like 1970s. Check this out. It's a News Nation report.
The fog drifted through the streets like a ghost.
That's exactly what it looked like, a thick fog.
It was summertime and it was hot. We would just run through it as fast as we could and try to just cool ourselves off. It stuck to you.
The spray was so foul, the spoil is the odor. It made some of us have headaches, nausea, dizziness.
That's what I remember. It made me sick.
It wasn't the weather. It was an eerie smoke descending from rooftops, rolling from the backs of trucks.
In the 1970s.
But it had a big machine on the back, and it had a big nozzle that really sprayed a fog you couldn't even see through. It was that thick, and it really, we felt it as it would adhere to our skin. And as far as the guys on top of the buildings, they tried to portray them to us as maintenance workers. But we were like,
yeah, okay.
Worker doing in basically a hazmat suit, and they had masks and goggles.
In the 1950s and 60s, in secret, the U.S. Army sprayed zinc cadmium sulfide into the air of a St. Louis housing project, a largely black neighborhood called Pruitt-Igoe.
It was a lose-lose situation for us in Pruitt-Igoe. We were subjects. We were subjects.
They didn't ask for our permission. We didn't ask for them to spray us. My government used me like I was a guinea pig.
We're standing at where Pruitt-Igoe used to be here in St. Louis, and it's hard to believe more than 10,000 people used to live here.
Test the soil.
As we bring our drone up, you can see it's mostly just an empty lot now, overgrown with trees. This used to be filled with 33 high-rise buildings. It was all demolished in 1976. And according to the National Research Council, St. Louis was chosen for spraying experiments because it had similar characteristics to Soviet targets like Moscow in terms of
Russia bad. We had to poison you guys.
And proximity to a river. The government now admits to a secretive series of Cold War tests, including one dubbed large area coverage. More than 30 tests conducted across the U.S. and Canada. Spraying zinc cadmium sulfide from planes, rooftops, and vehicles to simulate how a biological attack might spread, all to prepare for potential warfare against the Soviets.
Many of us been in the military and had top secret clearances. We know how it works.
We have died for America. We have fought for America.
You are a veteran.
I am United States Air Force veteran.
Dr. Starks, you're a veteran as well.
Yes, I am. I'm an Air Force veteran also.
Is there a sense of betrayal here?
Definitely.
They want to know if those secret tests have anything to do with what they're observing with their own eyes.
Listen to this.
I lost my two older siblings to cancer. I lost a brother last month.
I've been diagnosed recently with a rare form of lymphoma.
I had cancer of the left kidney, had a partial removal of my left kidney.
News Nation reached out to the Army for answers. They provided a one-page response. It says the Army's own Center for Health Promotion and Preventive Medicine investigated in 1994 and found inhalation exposure would not pose a health risk. They also cite not. Corroborating yeah. reviews.
You're all getting cancer from climate change.
Review by the National Research Council. Perhaps they assumed we wouldn't read the NRC's 380-page report, but we did. And the Army's statement doesn't show the full picture. In that 1997 review, the National Research Council explicitly says repeated exposure to zinc cadmium sulfide can cause kidney or bone toxicity or lung cancer.
Wow. Uh-huh. Interesting. No, I hadn't seen that.
There are people that were participated in that, Karen and Darren, that are still alive.
Still alive.
Drag them fucking out of their beds.
Yep. This would be one of the big reasons to expose something of this magnitude. I find it very interesting that this is a time where this is coming out. There's quite a few things, a few moving parts. This one, the only reason that this would be advantageous, because it's like when you do it now, it's a strange dynamic because it hasn't. Why is this just now coming to light?
Yeah.
Why is it now? Because this is, you know, this. I'm just wondering why so many things are being demanded of the federal government now that was never demanded before.
Well, because I'll tell you why. I know I'm going to
please enlighten me.
I'm going to tell you why you're hearing it now, because everyone has a microphone now. Nobody had a mic. There's never been this many people with platforms like this. You know, you've had historically the only time you get, you know, the media's attention is if you had a backing of hundreds and hundreds of people and a loud enough voice. You know, some level of maybe a disturbance or destruction had to happen in order for people to be heard. Now, man, we got the fucking internet. You know what I'm saying? Yep. And if you're charismatic enough,
that's a good one.
If you're charismatic enough, you can get the attention of people. I mean, think about it. Like, look at a Charlie Kirk, right? Mm-hmm. Charlie Kirk, you see a Charlie Kirk. Everybody knows a Charlie Kirk that they went to school with. You know what I'm saying? A brainiac, a guy that's quick on his feet, great debater. You know what I mean? You know, just looks like an average guy, but he's a whiz kid. Now, this man sits in front of thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of college students and has the whole Gen Z shifting right. You got 15, yeah, Jesse Waters said that his teenager, who's like not even in college, was like, hey, do you know Charlie Kirk? Like, you got 14 and 15 and 16 year olds that are listening to what Kirk has to say.
Yeah, I think you're right on the change in the public dynamic access to information, more people with platforms. I think that's right. I think there's also another element to this, and that is that we have an administration that has committed before they were elected and appointed, you know, Trump was elected and then appointed his cabinet, and since they've shown us that they are committed to declassifying government secrets. So in that news report, we learned that the U.S. Army has just admitted this, that this is just coming out now. And I'm not suggesting that Kash Patel had anything to do with this disclosure, but before he was in his position, before he was in his position, Kash Patel said his priority on day one is a declassification public records machine that is running 24/7, giving people answers to the questions that have been covered up for a long time. We don't know from that report how long the people who ran through the fog and now all of them have cancer. We don't know how long those people have been trying to get their story heard, have been trying to get answers from the government. But the difference is now they're able to. And I think that has a lot to do with the administration. I'd also just like to say, think about what the Army's statement is saying. Sorry, guys. Listen, Russia is just so bad and scary. Russia is so dangerous that we have to test chemical weapons that we plan to use on Moscow, on St. Louis. We're going to target this, you know, high density urban housing area because it's super similar to like Moscow and stuff, and that's why we're doing it. And
this is for the good of the country.
We investigated in the 1990s, and all the experts said the toxic fog was safe and effective. That's what we're being told.
But you're testing it on, but you're testing it to use it on Russia, but it's safe and effective. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah,
in an urban neighborhood. That's
exactly inhalation. Sorry, hang on a second, Karen, because what Darren just said is so important. I missed it the first time around. The inhalation is would not present any sort of toxic thing, but also we're testing this so we can use it on Moscow.
Right.
Make that, it make sense.
And a lot of people won't make those connections. And see, this is where I'm having a little bit of a like, is because see, the left is looking for any excuse if anything goes awry. They already blame Trump for the Civil War, for 9/11, for the crucifixion of Christ. They blame him for everything.
Oh, Jesus.
Way to go, you're the only footage.
They blame him for everything. So now, if you, even though this happened way before, you know, if the answers are not coming fast enough, if there's no resolution, because like you said, Ash, these people who oversaw this, some of them are still alive. If we're going to make it so they can be directly responsible for what happened back then, that is absolutely necessary. But if they're just going to use it like with the women at the Capitol today, the Epstein victims, because see, it's people are not smart enough. I'm just going to say it, that America has been poisoned for so long and so brainwashed that they'll try to tie it to Donald Trump. Everything, because they're coming out now. You know, it's like everything, people won't connect, you know, that Kash Patel committed to declassifying, Tulsi Gabbard, DNI head, committed to declassifying. All they want is to go through everything and find fault so they can blame Trump. Yeah. They won't say, you know, I'm glad that this administration is finally giving us answers. They will try to somehow make it his fault, because to me, it's like, why? I know, I appreciate that you're coming out now, but we have a toxic society in that the media and celebrities and Hollywood, everybody has used Donald Trump as the whipping post. So if things don't get done fast enough, I think this and that other story about St. Louis, that's interesting, but it's the other thing is going on
with the baby teeth one
also. The what was that?
Are you talking about, so Fungible Fanny put a link to another St. Louis story. I was wondering if that's what you were talking about, but then I realized that you were on a mobile device, so you probably didn't click that link.
No, I didn't see that one.
It's here. I'll just show this really quickly because it's supporting data for the News Nation report, How to Stop a Nuclear Bomb, the St. Louis Baby Tooth Survey 50 years later. And down here in 1953, a series of weapons tests included dirty blasts combining radioactive material with typical explosives. A quarter of the sheep in Utah and Nevada died within months. Concerned farmers called the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission, which ran the nuclear program. Investigators discovered that the sheep's gastrointestinal tract showed high levels of radiation. The commission claimed the sheep died from malnutrition, however, and the testing went on. She also, Fanny, said in the chat that they told the public that they were spraying for mosquitoes.
Malnutrition, really?
Jeez. Yeah. I'm serious, man. Anybody that is still alive that participated in this DOD effort and covered it up and has been preventing victims of a chemical weapons attack. Remember, Saddam Hussein has chemical weapons that he's going to use on his own people. So we have to go into Iraq and bomb him and stop him from using chemical weapons on his own people. Say the same fucking people that use chemical weapons on Americans.
Right.
MWBs. Drag every single one of them out of their beds and to face justice.
Right. Same thing with Bashar al-Assad of Syria. They did the same thing. And the babies, they're pulling the babies out of the incubators and throwing them on the floor. All a lie.
They've been doing that shit since the 1800s. In Codex 9/11, which if folks haven't seen Codex 9/11, they really, really need to watch it. It is a new documentary about 9/11 and made by my friend Brad Zerbo. It's pinned on the Badlands Rumble channel. So if you haven't watched it, watch it. It's about 2 hours and 30 minutes. It's excellent. You won't regret investing the time. But in there, he goes through, and Abby and I actually talked about this on Culture of Change Monday. Brad goes into the use of the dead baby propaganda, and it's the same as in World War I and World War II. In every conflict, there's always the story of, well, the evil soldiers of whoever the bad guy is, they're throwing the babies onto the floor. They said that for the Germans in World War II, and they said it for the Iraqis in the Afghan war, and they said it for the Afghanistan withdrawal as well. There was a bunch of baby. That was what actually had us talking about it this week, is that it was the anniversary of the end of the Afghanistan withdrawal in 2021. And that withdrawal, it's like they're trying to make the case that we need to stay because of the use of propaganda about babies and children.
They know that's supposed to. Then what about the 500,000 missing children? You know,
they don't care. They don't care about
picking.
Hey, you know what? You know what? Let me tell you how I know that was intentional, and they got plans for them children, because they had 600 ready to go home to their parents, and the Democrats just said, "Nah, we're gonna keep them."
Right.
Like, yeah.
What?
They don't care.
Did you see that Ken Jennings? I keep saying Ken Jennings, Scott Jennings clip. Ken Jennings is the Jeopardy host. Scott Jennings is the CNN pundit that like plays whack-a-mole with retards. Did you see his post on Oh Now, or his discussion on Oh Now We're For Family Separation? We were opposed to it before. Did you guys see that?
No.
I don't see if I can
please find it. It's just, it's very interesting. All of their narratives are blowing to hell. Yeah, all of their narratives.
And here's the thing, the fact that there's even an ounce of hope for them in 2026 or even 2028 is hilarious to me. Like, you can't, here's the thing, Gavin Newsom is as a politician, is a formidable opponent. However, his record is going to follow him, number one. And number two, you put him on a debate stage, all you got to do is ask him about gender, and it's over for him. He's going to fold like a wet paper towel.
100%. Well, I'm not a biologist, Darren. So check out this discussion. Brian and I played this on Daily this morning.
So we're for child separation from their families now. We used to be against that. Now I guess we're for it. Here's what happened.
These kids came here during the Biden administration. These children have family in this country.
And their parents are in Guatemala, and the Guatemalan government.
Well, not all of them. The 10-year-old little girl who lost her mother, and then she said she was abused in Guatemala and came over. It's more complicated than just clear cut. They'll have parents in Guatemala.
These children were abandoned here somehow. They've been, sent here for some period of time. They're trying to reunite them with their families where they're from, with a government that has asked for their return and wants to facilitate their return. This all happened under the Biden administration. Now a Biden judge is trying to keep them here and to further this policy of keeping them separated from the families that they have in Guatemala. Everybody's upset about this, and I don't know why they're trying to reunite them with their families.
But are you comfortable with how it was done, right? I understand you're taking the administration's line on this, but woken up in the middle of the night over a holiday weekend, not having a chance to go before a judge to contest this or explain why they want to go back to Guatemala.
You guys remember Elian Gonzalez in a closet with a rifle pointed at his face?
Yeah.
Or anything like that. And it put aboard these planes, and then, then the lawyers step in, a judge steps in, and here we are.
My general view is that their families in Guatemala and the Guatemalan government want them
pretty
back.
Pretty simple. Thank
we
you,
We should
Scott.
Send them back.
But then why not do it during, business hours?
Yeah.
Why do you send them back in the morning?
That's enough of that.
Serious right now? This bitch, what is wrong with these crazy female? Why would you even
can't help themselves, because no matter how no matter how dumb it makes them sound, if it has to go against Trump or anything from his administration, It doesn't matter how dumb they look, how insane they look. Like, Greg, I saw a video of a protest. It was nothing but towels. You know what towels are? Tired old white liberals.
Yep.
Towels.
Yep. I've never heard that before. Like that. That's awesome.
Nothing I am recycling are. And they were, that, and I will give you credit.
They were all out of shape. They were old. They all had the same glasses. And they all had like t-shirts that you get from like going on vacation, like Hard Rock Cancun t-shirts. Like, it was like, why are you here? Like, you don't live where these other people live that need the National
Guard. I went to the Hard Rock in Cancun, and all I got was this blazy shirt.
Yeah, I went to Senor Frogs. You gotta, and it's got like a hole in the armpit, but you're rich. Like, these people don't live where all these people live.
Yeah. Jackie people said, don't live here.
They don't live in the hood. So what they're talking about is like, oh.
No, they spray the hood with chemical weapons.
Yeah, like.
Right.
Fucking asshole.
That is insanity. Yeah. Scott Jennings is very measured. Their ratings would go through the roof if I was on there, because I would mop the floor with that bitch.
I mean, honestly, there's a lot of views you should be getting paid for on YouTube, because people use your clips all the time. You out here getting exploited.
Yeah, you are getting exploited. Free Karen.
I don't even know about it.
Yeah, I see you on that compilations and everything. I'm like, yo.
I don't even
I'm realize like, Karen is lit out here. They didn't get a dollar for it.
That is, I know.
Speaks
that
for the trees.
Hilarious.
You could have bought an S-Class.
You know, I want a Lamborghini Urus.
You could have had three of those by now.
Damn. I need to
monetize, dog.
Get some monetization going.
All right,
but
so
this has been going on for a while with the Guatemalans. This has been an illegal battle for a while under the Biden administration, and they've tried not to. They want the public to forget it.
So I cut the clip before the end, but she says like the child has a right to show up and say why they should be able to stay. And that's false. We learned that. We solidified that issue with the U.S. Supreme Court in the Elian Gonzalez case. Uh-huh. Elian Gonzalez's father wanted him back in Cuba, and his other relatives wanted him here. And what was determined and has been the law is that children don't have the ability to go in and make immigration claims independent from their parents. They raided the home where he was staying. The famous picture of him in a closet with a freaking rifle pointed at his face, and he was taken and he was sent back to his family. That was a Democrat president and a Democrat attorney general and U.S. policy. And now, to Karen, to your point earlier, where anything President Trump does, even if it's employed the same policy as Democrats, that was, you know, fine for Democrats, anything that President Trump does has to be demonized.
Yeah.
And
think about it. Everything
going,
that he's doing
talking.
Right now is things the Democrats championed in the 90s and 2000s. Every single thing he's doing, whether his policy on China, as far as immigration, like, it's everything is the same.
Yes.
Do you know there? I'm watching, because I watched it this morning. I'm looking at these. Okay, all props to the Epstein victims. I get it. I see what you're doing. It's 30 years later. You still, you know, these. They were on a panel. They were on a panel last night.
I told you, Ash. NBC. I told you.
That female asked them, because she had to fucking know it. Trump must be there somewhere. He's somewhere. Just tell me. Just tell me now. They were like, no, we don't. Donald Trump had nothing to do with it. I'm surprised they didn't just cut the feed right at that moment. They will go through. They keep saying Epstein files. They'll go through it with a fine tooth comb. When Donald Trump is not in there abusing girls, they're done with it. They don't give a fuck about it no more. They don't care.
This is gonna go
to find him at fault.
Karen, they had Democrats had the House, the Senate, and the White House from 2021 to 2023 and did nothing.
Did nothing. You didn't hear about Epstein. Not even once.
Not once.
Not once.
Not once.
Excuse me. The only reason he got arrested was because Donald Trump was president in 2016. That never would have happened, or excuse me, 2017. That never would have happened. Under Joe, are you kidding me? What is this? You know, I understand they need justice, but when they are saying blatantly, Ghislaine, yeah, I believe what she says, whatever. She said, no.
I believe it's Ghislaine.
No, it's Ghislaine.
I'm making fun of her. I know her name is Ghislaine.
So am I. Her name is Ghislaine.
Bitch. her name is Ghislaine. She said, no, he didn't have anything to do with it.
Darren just got it.
Virginia is Giuffre. No, yeah. Trump.
All right. Pause. Because we have 25 minutes left in the show and we haven't talked about Colorado at all. And we have some stuff to talk about. Before we do that, we're going to hear from our next couple of sponsors and we will be right back.
But then they're sitting eating our dog food and the family sits down and gets lasagna and they're like, what is that? And they have this sense like, actually, maybe what I'm eating is shit. Maybe they're getting the good stuff, but you don't really know. And that's why you don't feed dogs on the table, because the second you do, they're done. They're like, really? Beef eyes? I don't think so. I'm not eating that shit anymore, because they know better. And that's what Zin is. Like, the second you have it, you're like, what? Are you serious? I put that shit in my mouth. And you're mad, obviously, at the people who did it to you, but also at yourself for, like, settling for that.
Because like, we're not actually dogs.
No, we're not dogs. And, like, why would I be eating beef anus when I can eat lasagna?
Psst. Your government doesn't care about you. That's why you need a medical emergency kit. It contains life-saving medications like ivermectin, Z-Pak, and antibiotics. Stock them before they block them.
I would say that we're back, but it appears only I'm back.
No, I'm here.
Hola, ¿cómo está?
Hola.
Hola. All right, so a couple things I want to make sure that we get to. Let me share this screen. So Break the Chains Media is a independent media outlet out here. It is the guy that runs it. I met him when Biden came out here to visit green sites and we had that big protest. I met him at that, but he went to, so we keep hearing, I'll pull this up. We keep hearing about how Trump is stealing from starving kids, using the federal government to punish his president's political opponents, et cetera, et cetera. And Democrats held a town hall last week. So Break the Chains Media goes, let me zoom in on this. And he says, I went to the Colorado Dem Big Beautiful Bill bailout special session town hall. They spoke about creative solutions around Tabor, spoke around retaining funding, abortion, and uncontrolled state Medicaid spending, talked up tax credits. But when I crushed it with facts, they had me removed. Check this out.
Would say that the Big Bad Bill put us in this position of $1 billion in 6 days. We did some amazing, amazing work. Did we fix it 100%? Absolutely not. We did the best we could. I'm really proud of my colleagues here who led some of those conversations and those working groups and really
didn't actually cut spending.
I'm proud to support them in that work. So I just want that to be known to all of you that it was a big, bad bill that gave us.
As of June 2025, the $700 million, we were still in debt. In debt 2025 of June. It was your fault, the Democrats' fault. Stop touching me. Please don't touch me. The Democrats were the reason $700 million failed attempts by Democrat policies. Please let me go.
Notice how he's talking about specific data points and facts, and you hear them say, this is what Republicans do. I'm pretty sure he's not a Republican.
I'll go. Failed attempts by Democrat policies. Do not blame the GOP and do not blame Trump.
Fast police response as well.
For your ineptitude, financial mismanagement.
Yeah, we're getting out. Okay.
Yep. Right. Yep. I'm leaving. Please let me go. Please don't touch me. Please don't touch me. I'm walking out. Financial mismanagement by the Democrats of the left of the progressive policies are the reason why Colorado is failing.
100%.
Colorado is failing because of them.
Damn.
Oh, man, what's your name? My name's Corey.
Corey, last
name? I don't need to give you that, but my name is Corey right now. But I have a right to be here, and I was a right to just peacefully protest, and I walked out, and I'm not arguing anything right now.
It's a town hall, but you can't have a dissenting viewpoint. Right. You certainly can't bring facts.
So, okay. I will be leaving, and I appreciate...
Peaceful is probably not the way to describe that one. But...
Speaking loud.
The police officer just told him that he wasn't peaceful. Yeah.
Is not being disruptive. It's not being violent, but speaking loud is totally within my rights. And I walked out.
Have you seen what they do at our events?
Okay.
Yep.
You're going to go.
I am going to leave.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to leave.
All right.
Thank you, officers.
Yeah. Bye.
Keep democracy safe.
Keep democracy safe.
Oh, he is cool. I met him too.
Yeah.
Wish
he's cool.
Stayed longer, but alas, here we are. Here we are. So, yeah, that was a fun time. I mean, I wanted to stay a little bit later. Hopefully the camera's okay. I can't really see the camera right now. I'm holding it. But I had to say something when they were speaking about the big, beautiful bill and it being the problem. Democrat mismanagement and Democrat failed policies are the reason why Colorado is in the situation.
100%.
These Democrats, did you notice how they all just clapped like seals? Did not question. As of June 2025, we were in a $700 million deficit in the state of Colorado. They wanted to gaslight their constituents. The elected officials continue to lie. So Break the Chains Media will be continuing to ruffle the feathers of these Democrats in Colorado. I will not stand for it. I will not stand for the lies, deceit, and deception. And stay tuned for more.
Not love bad. It. So yeah, reactions, cool. And then we're gonna go a little bit deeper on his assertions there.
We should have
he's
on
right. Of course, they want to blame Trump. They don't want to accept any responsibility. It's mighty funny how they didn't even want to address the deficit problem until the big beautiful bill passed. This took 5 years or more of all of the money they have been spending on themselves, on these homelessness projects that never worked, on illegal aliens. And now all of a sudden, because Trump is doing something about it, no, he's the one. The Medicare and Medicaid problems have been building for a very long time. Remember when Harris and Biden stole billions of dollars from Medicare? Yep. Part D to pay for green energy and all of the windmills and solar panels and the companies that failed. More Solyndra bullshit. Oh, but it's Trump's fault. No, it's the Democrats. And all they do is throw shade on Donald Trump because they don't want to be found culpable, because their zombies might turn on them when they see the truth.
Well, they're never going to see the truth, because the zombies are zombies for a reason. So this is why you have towels running around in the street.
Right.
Yeah. And they might not see or believe the truth, but they are going to feel it. So Monday, I kind of had my whole day hijacked because I got super, super mad about this story. And it was from Slow Boring. Denver City Council unanimously passed minimum wage increases in November 2019, just 4 months before the pandemic hit, and it was fully implemented citywide by 2022. Today, the base minimum wage is $18.81 an hour, and the tipped wage is $15.79 an hour, increases of about 75% and 95% respectively. They raised the minimum wage, tipped wage, 95%, you guys. The city allows $3.02 per hour tip credit, meaning employers can count that amount toward the standard wage. If an employee's total earnings fall short, employers are legally required to cover the difference. That credit, until recent legislation passed, had remained static. Now, in Denver in 2019, before this was passed, Troy Gard was the hottest thing in town. He was opening new restaurants. He was, you know, celebrated. There was always a wait. The food was amazing. It was the place to be from a business standpoint when we were doing client meetings or, you know, employee celebrations. We were going to Garden Grace or, you know, 2 years after this. It just took 2 years after they passed a 95% increase in the tipped wage. He says, "You raise the tip wage and I have to raise menu prices to cover it." Tory Gard, owner and executive chef of Tag Restaurant Group, said, "Mr. Gard moved to Denver 25 years ago and by 2020 was operating 18 restaurants. After relocating to Houston last year, he left 12 of his Denver locations in place, though he now plans to shutter up to 4 and is looking to exit the rest. I want nothing to do with it anymore," Mr. Gard said. "I don't live in Denver anymore. I don't want to open in Denver anymore. It's not my favorite place to do business. I have more opportunities in Houston." And he is he's opening restaurants in Houston. He's opening a new Garden Grace in Charlotte, North Carolina. I, you know, am jealous of the folks that are getting the best of Tory Gard because he's an incredibly talented chef and businessman. And he did great things for our city. And that's the kind of talent that is fleeing because the policies of the Democrats, as Corey said, have made it unlivable. The difference in a $2.13 minimum wage, which is $7.25 with the tipped credit that the tax credit thing that they get, it takes it down to $2.13, and then you earn your tips on top of that. That is your the wait staff's income. There is dependent upon their performance. It's dependent upon the customer's discretion and how much they're going to tip. This policy shifts that. It says, well, customer discretion isn't fair. And maybe a waiter's having a bad day and they shouldn't be penalized and get less tips if they're an absolute asshole and spill food on the person and, you know, don't get the order right and all of these kinds of things. They should still get like as if they're being tipped 20 to 25%. So we're going to shift that burden onto the business owner and the business owner is going to pay that. So what did they do to Tory Gard? They added an additional $10 an hour plus $10.64 burden onto every restaurant owner, whether you're Garden Grace, Ruth's Chris, or whether you're IHOP. It's now $15.76 as a minimum wage to wait tables. Businesses are going to shutter. They're going to flee. They're also going to hire less wait staff, which means the wait staff's going to have more tables and the service is going to take a hit because of that. They're also going to have there's only so much you can raise prices on an IHOP pancake breakfast. So you're going to have to recoup some of those costs in other places, maybe cut corners on the ingredients, maybe impact your supply chain and go with someone cheaper. So the food quality is going to take a hit. These are all a result of, you have to be able to have a living wage if you're waiting tables. Well, you can get a living wage waiting tables. There are some wait staff that make freaking bank. Yeah. This story pissed me off so much. Karen, any response before we move on to our final?
This was bound to happen. Yeah. This is what happens to the Democrats every single time they implement their policies. I just watched a guy who's a comedian, local comedian. He's from here. I forgot his name or else I would mention it. And I really wish I could remember it. But he just put a wonderful video on YouTube. He's leaving here. He's going to Texas because he just cannot operate as a comedian anymore. He's getting death threats for making jokes about, you know, people who aren't white conservative males, which is the only people he says that you're allowed to make fun of. But these restaurants are the quality of service, like you said, Ash just went through the full gambit of how restaurants are going to continue to suffer. Every single week we see in one publication or another, this restaurant is leaving, this restaurant group is leaving because you cannot do business here. You cannot operate here while Mike Johnston in his tight skinny pants are still trying to figure out how to make Denver vibrant again. It's not going to happen, bro. 16th Street, you still have bums down there. Believe me, I know.
Fentanyl zombies
down there for the last several months. There's no business in downtown Denver anymore. Hate it for you.
Yeah, I will say that fentanyl zombies are less scary.
264 yes. My pants. So sexy. it stands. I'm too sexy for my pants.
Oh, okay. Anyway, so I was just gonna say, I think fentanyl zombies are less scary than meth zombies, and you know, we have both.
What?
We have both on 16th Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, because fentanyl zombies are all hunched over and can't really move. Meth zombies.
Oh, I've seen them.
Yeah, meth zombies come at you. I ask you for a Xanny bar too. So we're gonna hit our final stories, my favorite story of the week. I'm super excited about it. I'm gonna start with my thread, and then we'll get into, actually, you know, we'll start with the story and then we'll get into the thread, because there's some misinformation going around about this. Article is, Trump makes good on harsh measures. Space Command move is a gut punch to Colorado. President Trump announced on announced on Tuesday that he's moving Space Command from Colorado to Alabama.
So I want to thank you all for being here for this important announcement. 7 years in the making. As you know, this has been going on for a long period of time. And I am thrilled to report that the U.S. Space Command headquarters will move to the beautiful locale of a place called Huntsville, Alabama, forever to be known from this point forward as Rocket City. Okay, so Huntsville, Alabama. We love Alabama.
We love Alabama. So let's shift over to the threat. So the response to this move from Colorado, and it's not just from Democrats, the entire congressional delegation opposes this move. And it's not terribly surprising, right? There's a big military interest here. And this is a gut punch to Colorado. And we'll talk about that in a second. But here, President Otto Penn canceled Huntsville because of abortion. And this is from Colorado Newsline, May 16th, 2023. Abortion laws reportedly could play a role in Space Command relocation decision. In the article, it says anonymous officials told the outlet that abortion politics could be behind the decision not to move the military installation to Huntsville. Alabama has one of the most restrictive abortion laws in the country, banning nearly all abortions with limited exceptions. That's in contrast to Colorado, where Space Command is currently located, which has robust abortion access laws. Yeah, it's basically like you can kill can kill that child for no reason, for any reason, and at any time. And taxpayers will pay for it because killing your child is a right or some shit. So then the admin denied that it was because of abortion. So this is June 31st, 2023. Biden decides to keep Space Command in Colorado. This is from CBS News. It says the official said Biden was convinced by the head of Space Command, General James Dickinson, who argued that moving headquarters now would jeopardize military readiness. Dickinson's view, however, was in contrast to Air Force leadership, who studied the issue at length and determined that relocating to Alabama was the right move. So then if you go down here, they cited that, you know, so he says, oh no, we can't do it because it's going to impact military readiness. The DOD did a review of this, and they said that the overall review was inconclusive of why Biden made the decision. That's what the DOD IG did. But in this article, they mentioned that another review was completed, and it says, it says that review was completed about 6 months into Biden's term. This is the review to determine whether or not there's a massive impact to military readiness if you move it. And that review in 6 months, so what is that, like July of 2021? 6 months into Biden's term found no significant impact with hosting command in Alabama, but the new administration did not act on the decision. Instead, a year later, the Biden White House said it was keeping the headquarters in Colorado Springs, citing the time that would be lost relocating staff to headquarters. So they said that despite the fact that there was the DOD didn't find the impact statement. They said that it was found. And then they all obstructed an IG investigation from that same April 2025 AP News article. The Inspector General's report issued Friday, with Trump, the administration expected to reverse the controversial 2023 decision on the permanent location of U.S. Space Command. A review by the Department of Defense Inspector General could not determine why Colorado was chosen over Alabama. The Inspector General's report issued Friday said this was in part due to lack of access to senior defense officials during the Biden administration when the review began. Report said interviews had been requested with Biden's Air Force Secretary Frank Kendall and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin to understand why Huntsville was not named, but the Biden White House would only allow the interviews if administration lawyers were present. So the IG can't question witnesses without the administration's lawyers present. It's not saying that those witnesses can't have their own counsel present. It's saying that the Biden administration, who is being investigated, can't be a part of every single discussion that they're having, which is, you know, that's basic investigatory standard. And it says the Inspector General rejected that condition, saying it could affect its unfettered access to information. So they made a political decision based on abortion. They tried to walk it back. Everybody agreed in 2023 that that was what happened. It was, you know, that was basically understood, but they walked it back. And now all of those same people, all of those surrogates, you know, once surrogates for Biden, now opposition party, whatever, are saying that Trump can't do this because it's political and based on elections. And President Trump did say, yeah, I know. President Trump did say, let me find that post. Here it is.
He's whining and crying about some shit. Like, yo, shut up and do your job.
So this is where I want to kind of tie this in a bow. On the first day of the special session to deal with the funding cuts, President Trump said, "Free Tina Peters, a brave and innocent patriot who has been tortured by crooked Colorado politicians, including the big mail-in ballot supporting governor of the state. Let Tina Peters out of jail right now. She did nothing wrong except catching the Democrats cheat in the election. She's an old woman and very sick. If she is not released, I'm going to take harsh measures." And then yesterday, he said, "I will say I want to thank Colorado." Trump said, "The problem I have with Colorado, they do mail-in voting. They went to all mail-in voting, so they have automatically crooked elections. We can't have that when a state is for mail-in voting. That means they want dishonest elections because that's what that means." And then I just want to finally remind people, in 2024 election, it was determined that mail-in ballot fraud occurred. It was a scheme to engage in mail-in ballot fraud, and it was in Mesa County, where Tina Peters was. I think President Trump is using every lever that he can to clean up our elections and to get Tina Peters out of prison. What do you guys say?
I like it. And I don't think you're too far off.
Right.
Makes
on.
Total sense to me. And honestly, it should happen because I don't understand how, like, everybody wants to cry foul. You try to bankrupt this man, kill this man. Get the fuck out of here. Like, he's petty. But I'd be, this is the diet version, if you ask me. I'd take petty to another level if I were him.
He's earned the right to be petty. He's fucking Tom Petty.
But this is even light work. Like, if I was his advisor, oh man, well, I'd be like, look, come here. Let me holler at you real quick. let me tell you how this should go. Okay. You're talking to Petty Ruxpin right here. I got this.
Petty Ruxpin.
I am Petty LaBelle. Okay. I can do this all day long. It can get nasty out here. He's being nice. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, screw them.
All right, Karen, what do you think?
Petty White here. Since we're going to keep going with the petty. Excuse you, but when my husband was told to deploy, that's called military readiness. You don't get a choice. You don't get a... You don't get these nasty freaks telling you, "Oh, well, you know, I don't feel like this is the right decision. I don't feel that this person should be able to move. I don't feel that this family should be able to move." No, when you have orders to go somewhere, when you are in the military, you go. Even when you are a DOD civilian, if your job moves, bitch, pack your bags or stay here in Colorado. Maybe you can get a job with the city of Denver. Oops, nope, the state's broke. They're not hiring. So shut the fuck up. Military readiness. This is not a jobs program. We're not responsible for all these Colorado jobs. Get another job. You're so well connected with the Democrats. Get another job. This is military readiness. This is not about you and your fucking family and your little kids in soccer. This is military readiness. So,
but what about military's access to abortion?
Well, then don't get knocked up. Get on birth control, B-U-R-F-F. Get on birth control and you won't have that damn problem. It's called readiness. And it extends to that too. Alabama is right next to Georgia. Fort Benning is a bigger base than Fort Carson. Hate it for everybody. The support is there. It's right there. You got North Carolina. You got Sumter, South Carolina. You got Fort Rucker, Alabama. Bitch, shut up. No argument. Shut up, Colorado. You don't know what you're talking about. The governor is dumb. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Everybody's whining. Military readiness over supersedes your feelings. I don't care about any of you. Screw off. We had to go where we were told.
Agreed. But the kind of key takeaway is the outrage we're hearing right now is Trump can't do this because he's using the military to impact domestic policy. The reality is that every president has done this. If you go back Article to the two. Obama, yeah, every if you go back to the Obama administration, you look at the base realignment and closure decisions that he made. You go to Bush and you look at what he made. You go to Clinton, you look at his decisions around where we're going to place resources. The other side of that is that states are actively lobbying the federal government to put more military resources in their state. They're trying to appeal like the best place for whoever's in charge of the federal government to put their military resources there, because it is. Here in Colorado, the impact of Space Command moving out of Colorado is 3,100 jobs and about $1 billion in economic activity. Plus there's second and third order effects that come from this kind of multiplier effect of all of the economic activity of these people's families, all of the investments in our infrastructure, the encouragement of the aerospace and defense industries to invest in Colorado. All of those things are impacted. That's going to be going to Alabama. And every single president has done this. So when they tell you, well, Trump can't do this because it's political, we're going to fight it. Weiser is like, we're going to fight this. Good luck, buddy.
Whatever.
Keep spending our tax dollars on your gubernatorial campaign.
Yeah. All he had to do was he gave him an opportunity, extended the olive branch, and snatched the olive branch and slapped him in the face with it. He said, free Tina Peters, or you were going to suffer consequences. Fuck you all. I don't care. Mm-hmm. Bill Weiser ain't shit. None of these people. Things are going to start to come out about these people. They're not going to be able to run and hide. All they've done is put themselves on Front Street, even more than they already were. Dominion, all of these companies that have been played a part in turning Colorado into Venezuela. they're going Colorado's to pay Venezuela. For what they've done.
Shout out to Trinidad and Tobago.
Yeah, Viva La Raza
Yeah, well, that is all the time we have today. And so thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Please hit the like button wherever you're watching us. Sorry for the folks on Getter. I don't know what happened. It's the second week in a row that it's aired out for us to be able to stream on Getter, but we're trying to get that fixed for the next one. Hopefully people found us anyway. But we'll be back next week at noon for your midweek lunch break. And follow Karen at Real Karen Jean on X. Follow Darren at VaccineWaters25. Be sure to ask him where Elon is. And you can follow me at Ash in America, S-H-E in America. And yeah.
Let me see your identification.
And buy the products.
Buy the products.
Wonderful.
Heck yeah, man. No beef anus. Get help. we'll use promo code CDM when you do. We will see you guys next week. Have an absolutely phenomenal day.